We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, yeah, that the story on Ayman al-Zawahiri, that is continuing to develop. We'll keep our eyes on that one for you. Then at the same time, know this. Another breaking story is that Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plane has indeed landed. This morning it landed. It's nighttime there, but in Taiwan. We're keeping an eye on that because the Chinese government has issued additional threats since her plane landed. And so there's a very forward-leaning posture right now in the politics and the military policy of that particular region. So we got to keep our eyes on that one. But right now, what I want to do is go to the phones. Craig Monger is a reporter with 1819 News. He gave me a heads up just before he went on the air that there's a story breaking in Tallapoosa that when he told me the details, it pretty much curled my hair a little bit. So I want to bring him on and get the straight skinny on what's going on. So without further ado, from 1819 News, Craig Monger. Craig, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Phil. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. So you're down there in Tallapoosa County near Dadeville, which is down close to Auburn, Alexander City, that area. What's going on?
So I had heard this morning the reports of a possible kidnapping. It was an alleged kidnapping at that point, and a 12-year-old girl was seen just sort of wandering the streets where police had made contact with her. So I made some phone calls and made my way up here to Tallapoosa County, where I just got out of a press conference with the sheriff, Jimmy Abbott. And what had happened was, according to the indictment and from what I heard from Abbott, this 12-year-old girl, who's obviously the name hasn't been released yet, she was kept in his residence, which was a trailer, for about a week. And she was tied, restrained there, and she was drugged with alcohol. And so when they conducted the investigation, they found two decomposing bodies in the residence as well.
Wow.
And we don't know what the relation is. We do know that this 12-year-old girl escaped by chewing through her restraints somehow and was able to escape. And that was on Monday morning, yesterday morning. And yesterday morning sometime is when U.S. Marshals arrested Jose Reyes is the guy's name that they arrested for. They arrested him in Auburn, and they have FBI, SBI, and Department of Homeland Security up here doing the investigation. So Reyes is currently only charged with the kidnapping, but the district attorney who I spoke to said that he will be getting two additional charges of capital murder. And he said he expects several more charges to come forward. I asked him specifically if he expected more charges because they anticipate to find more bodies. And he gave me, this is just pure speculation on my part, but he gave me a look and sort of tried to say things in the way where he wasn't going to expose what the investigation is. But he said, based on talking to all the participants, is what he said, he expects more charges. So from what it seems from my perspective, it looks like they're going to probably be more bodies discovered. And
wow,
when I visited, I went and visited the residence that was taped off. There was two officers out there, and there was a SBI crime scene like trailer out there, but there was no excavating going on. There was no further digging. So I mean, you can take from that what you will.
Wow, man, that's fresh off the press too, I guess. But let me ask you this, Craig, what do we know? And I hate to just jump to conclusions, but what do we know about Jose Reyes's immigration status? Is he here illegally? Is he a citizen? What do we know?
Well, I specifically asked Abbott that question because when I looked at the public filings, there was no driver's license given, which is always kind of a red flag.
Yeah.
And there was no Alabama ID number in there or whatever. And so I specifically asked Abbott that question if he was a documented resident or not. And he said that they couldn't release that was the purpose for Homeland Security's involvement, that they were trying to figure that out. Now, again, you can sort of draw your own conclusions. That doesn't seem to be something. They've been doing this investigation for over 24 hours. I don't understand how that would be something that would take that period of time to figure out. I do know that he has no other listed charges in the state of Alabama or anywhere that I have found, which is, again, sort of a clue, and no Social Security number as far as that I saw either. So they could not confirm or deny, but it sort of looks that way.
All right. Well, last question. We got about a minute to go. The little girl, though, is she in good health? Do we know her status at this point? We got about maybe a minute here, Craig.
So Abbott said that she's doing fine. I think those were his exact words. Obviously, fine is relative in this scenario. He did say that Department of Human DHR was involved. So I think that they're sort of taking custody over the girl, and so we'll see. He says she's doing fine, no serious injuries as far as I know.
Well, that's at least one high point in this whole horrible story. Hey, Craig Monger, great work, man, and thank you for giving us a heads up, and thank you for giving us a chance to bring you on and talk through what you know so far. Keep us posted as it goes, okay?
All right, no problem. You have a good one.
All right, you too, Craig. That's Craig Monger from 1819 News breaking a story that is not even on AL.com or any other sources that I can see right now. About a kidnapping victim in Tallapoosa County. A little girl apparently chewed her way through the ropes or whatever was binding her, got away. The subsequent investigation revealed not only the perpetrator himself, but two other decomposing bodies. And now speculation exists that we may have somebody who's a serial perpetrator of some kind. Horrible story. More to come on that. All right, folks, listen, we're going to shift gears. We're going to Boomer and the Birdman right after this break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.